The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, July 19th.
Breaks a tackle over there as Waller, end zone, touchdown.
So light on his feet and such a big dude. Being a, I believe, a former wide receiver, turned tight end, he understands how to run routes, the timing of routes. He's knocking at the door right now. You know, I feel him on the heels, man. He's a hell of a player.
The popular NFL Network show, the NFL Top 100, returns on Sunday, August 15th. And if you're unfamiliar with the show, the League Network interviews players about other players. And you just heard Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce discussing Las Vegas Raiders tight end Darren Waller in what was a show preview released to Twitter. In addition to those comments, Kelce tweeted on the matter. He said, "Just a dominant force. Love watching Darren Waller play, and he's an even better guy when you get to meet him. Keep shining, big dog." Kelce recently became one of the most influential tight ends off the field as well, with the formation of Tight End University in partnership with both George Kittle and Greg Olsen. Waller was one of the many tight ends in attendance for the inaugural summit, one that is expected to continue now for years to come.
I saw Triple X when it came out. I think I went to the movie to go see it with my mom. And my mom loves action movies. She loves Vin Diesel. So she was the most craziest person when I told her I got the part. She was like, "Are you kidding me? Vin, tell Vin I said hi. Give him a hug." And I'm like, "Mom, I'm not gonna give him a hug, okay? I'll tell him. I might even tell him you said hello."
We'll keep it with the Chiefs' GOAT tight ends and switch gears to the future plans of Tony Gonzalez. According to Front Office Sports, the Pro Football Hall of Famer will no longer be seen on Fox coverage of the NFL as of this season, as he plans to pursue film and television acting roles. For what it's worth, Gonzalez appeared in CBS's NCIS as Special Agent Tony Francis, and he also appeared in the 2017 Vin Diesel film Return of Xander Cage. Gonzalez has reportedly recently been working on a film written and directed by former NFL long snapper and USA Army Green Beret Nate Boyer. Some might say Gonzalez should have no problem making the transition to acting, as he sure did act like he was an Atlanta Falcons lifer not too long ago. All right. Sorry, I'll stop. Good luck to Tony G, of course, in all his Hollywood endeavors.
Because, I mean, the Raiders are going to get to the playoffs if they have a great offense, right? That's what it's going to be. They need a great offense this year. You know, the offensive line changed dramatically. They traded three starters, and they have, you know, they have a lot of young, unproven guys. And you have Richie Incognito, who's on the other side. He's 38, and he only played in two games last year. This offensive line has to stay healthy, and it has to, the young guys have to really produce, or it could be, you know, a tough season for Derek Carr.
Bill Williamson of our sister site, Silver and Black Pride, joined us for the latest Arrowhead Pride interview series last week. And as you can hear, he believes offensive line protection will be a key for Derek Carr seeing any continued success against Kansas City. In the Raiders' upset of the Chiefs in 2020, Pro Football Focus had offensive linemen Rodney Hudson, you should know that name, Trent Brown, and Colton Miller with the team's top blocking grades. trades, but therein could lie the problem for 2021. After offseason trades, Hutson is an Arizona Cardinal and Brown is back with the New England Patriots. Gabe Jackson, another starter for the Raiders in 2020, he's a member of the Seattle Seahawks. So the Raiders will be working with a new crew, and in games specifically against the Chiefs, they'll be facing a bolstered interior of the defensive line with Chris Jones, Derek Nnadi, and newcomer Jaron Reed. You parlay that with the motivation from the infamous victory lap and the fact the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be tough to repeat an upset in 2021. By the way, catch that whole 20-minute conversation with Williamson and myself right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network.
I love it because now anybody on practice squad, you're allowed two elevations, two guys that can come up, and it doesn't matter if they already use their elevations during the year. It's like everybody's starting from ground one, ground zero. So, you know, it doesn't matter. So really, it's a good thing for us that two guys can be pulled up, even though we had them up before. It just gives you that much more, flexibility in the roster. So I'm kind of happy about it.
One of our newcomers to the Arrowhead Pride team, Jared Sapp, debuted with an article last week, 5 Chiefs players who could ride special teams roles to the final roster. In the article, Sapp named wide receiver Marcus Kemp, defensive back Chris Lammons, linebacker Dorian O'Daniel, wide receiver Darius Shepherd, and defensive back Armani Watts. Training camp for the Chiefs begins this Friday when we start to figure out how the team will go from 90 players to 53. Remember, Chief Special Teams Coordinator, we call him Uncle Dave Tobe. He has a lot of say when it comes to the end of the roster, so be sure to check out Sapp's reasoning and conclusions right now at arrowheadpride.com.
Guys, what's up, man? I'm back with another video, man. It's your boy Cheetah, and this time I'm at the Tyreek Hill Celebrity Game, and it's about to go crazy, man.
Chiefs speedster and all-pro receiver Tyreek Hill teased what we believe to be a new web series on his Instagram account over the weekend. Hill had photos appearing to be dressed up like an old man with a cane, and in the caption he wrote, and I quote, "Grandpa Cheetah coming to a city near you. Who are we racing next? ? My guess is that Grandpa Cheetah will be tricking folks into a race, and in that race he will absolutely smoke them. I don't know about you, but that sounds like the content I am here for. As for our content, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for Monday, July 19th. Remember to both subscribe and tell every single person you see today to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up on Tuesday, it's another edition of the Arrowhead Pride Editor Show with myself and John Dixon. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.